Good morning. I've just finished my breakfast. Would you like to have something too?
No, thank you. I haven't felt like eating lately, not even breakfast. I'll just have a coffee and some water.
Okay, I'll order it for you. What else can I do for you? Tell me.
I need a drink first. My mouth is dry.
Well, of course. I'm sorry, but are you okay? Your hands are shaking and you look pale. Should I call the ambulance, or at least the hotel doctor?
No. I'm going to be fine, thank you. I'll take some tranquilizers. I'm going through a very stressful time, and I'm not coping too well. Before, I was used to building new things and being successful.
I'm sorry to hear that. We have plenty of time. Take some rest and tell me more when you feel like it.
I apologize. I haven't slept much. I'll have some more coffee. I've built a factory that makes office furniture, as you probably know by now.
I do, but I'm not going to interrupt you.
We have. Actually, we had. Branches all over Europe and overseas. After overcoming some initial problems before we found the right concept, we started doing really well. We handled some pretty fast growth.
It's true that not all entrepreneurs can cope with a sharp increase in orders without difficulties.
We could cope. And then one day we realized we had become number one in the market. It hadn't even been 10 years since we started doing business, literally from the garage.
It must have been a nice feeling knowing that you ruled the local market in office furniture while exporting a great deal. So what was the reason why it all went wrong?
On the day when we realized we were number one, I received an offer from a multinational investor who was interested in buying us. To be precise, the investor wanted 100% share in my joint stock company, with the condition that I worked for the company for 3 more years. I was offered a lot of money for the sale.
And what was your response?
Well, of course, I thought about it. I wouldn't have to work for the rest of my life. But I had plans for development, and I felt too young to retire.
You could have started another business with the money, or invest in startups.
If I'd known what would happen later, I would have done that. But it's too late now.
You mean you refused the investor's offer?
Yes. And then the investor bought the number two in the market shortly afterwards.
And why not? A healthy, competitive environment is an important driver of every economy and of every company.
As long as everyone plays fair. But what they did to me was far beyond fair competition.
What did they do to you?
I don't have any conclusive evidence, but I'm certain it was them. I'm sorry, but I feel sick when I just think of it.
It's okay. Take your time.
Well, one day, when I came to my office, I found in the incoming mail a letter instructing me to pay 5,000 euros, otherwise the matter would be submitted to court. The letter was sent from an offshore destination. I'd always been very careful about our invoicing, so I ran to the accounting department and tried to find out what it was all about. Eventually, we found that the company bought the receivable from a smaller supplier of ours, although it had been paid long ago.
What did you do?
I let it go. After all, it was already settled.
I guess it wasn't a very sensible solution. You should have sent them an official reply asking them to prove the legitimacy of their claim, saying you were positive it had been paid, and send them a copy of the proof of payment.
I had many other things to do, so I soon forgot about it. But it didn't take long, and I received a call from a bank advisor from the bank where we had loans. He asked me whether I knew that an insolvency petition was filed against my company.
That must have been a shock.
It certainly was. I started searching frantically for more information, and I found out it was the offshore company who filed the petition.
I thought that would be the case. That time you reacted promptly, I presume.
Naturally. I filed an appeal immediately, since the word insolvency was highlighted next to my name in the business register. I had calls from suppliers and customers who asked what was going on and whether I was really in trouble. I did almost nothing else but calm them down.
And what about your employees?
Well, I also got nervous, as you can imagine.